Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Quizzical. This is the podcast with all of the questions and history proves very few of the answers, but we'll see how we can do today. Our guest is a comedian who got out of lockdown just before it started in Melbourne, all the way from Perth. It's a big hello to Vidya Rajan.
Hi.
Welcome. How is sunny Perth at the moment?
It's actually incredibly cold. I feel like I'm being punished for my decision to abandon ship. Like this is the gods doing something.
The first time in recorded history that Perth's cold.
I'm full on fleeced up right now.
It must be enjoyable going outside because you get to do the grand old tradition of buying the weekend paper, in this case the Saturday paper, heading out to a park with a coffee and doing the quiz with friends.
Yeah, I don't have many friends left here. They're all in Melbourne. thanks for bringing that up.
With mum and dad.
Yeah,
doing the quiz with mum and dad. Is that do you enjoy quizzes?
I love trivia and quizzes. I was actually, you know how there are like beauty pageant moms? Mm-hmm. My mom was like a quiz show mom. I'd get sent to do all these like child competition circuits.
What about television? Were you ever put forward to do like Sail of the Century or
I grew up overseas, but when I got here I did It's Academic. It was on Channel 7.
Oh, yeah.
And then I did The Chase when I was a bit older.
Awesome. How did you go on The Chase?
Look, I did really well, but my team really let me down.
Fuckers.
Yeah.
Damn it. So who were you playing against?
The Beast.
Oh, I don't know which one that is.
They're all, for some reason, they're English. I think they got imported over here.
Yeah.
And he's like...
we don't have enough smart people.
No, it's true. How do I describe him kindly? He's the Beast. I think you just look
He doesn't have to be kind. Yeah. He's not listening.
No. Maybe this is his favorite podcast. You don't know the Beast. Yeah,
that's true. He obviously likes a quiz. Well, hopefully today, you know, this is a team sport as well at Wax Quizzical, just like The Chase.
Okay.
And I know that your team let you down at The Chase,
but
I'm hoping today that we'll have the skills required to assist you in getting over the finishing line with more than 8, which is our top score out of 10 so far.
Oh,
Geraldine
high.
Hickey holds top place. Yeah, it's not bad. Mm. We tend to sit around the 3s and the 4s, though.
Okay.
So first of all, it's very exciting to welcome our very first card shark onto the show. He's an expert in being a card shark. It's a big hello to Card Shark.
Well, thank you very much, baby, for having me on the show live and in colour on the airwaves, daddy.
Coloured airwaves.
That's how they work, daddy. They're live, running through your veins, baby. First of all, just want to say, I'm very good at cards. That's why they call me Card Shark.
Also, that's not your birth name? That's just what they call you?
Everyone forgot about my birth name because I was so good at cards, they kept calling me Card Shark. that air. You get what I'm saying? So they just said, this guy, his name's Carl Chalk. That's how I know myself.
And did you have you changed it on the birth certificate? Have you applied?
Yes, it's legally changed. I went through the right channels to change my name. Instead of just saying, call me Carl Chalk, I went to the registry, the birth, death, and name registry. I got it registered.
Yep.
Daddy, my name is Carl Chalk, baby.
Well, that's just, that's a card in its own right, isn't it, really? The birth certificate?
That's right. I've got a card that says, my name is Carl Chalk.
Yeah.
And I flip it over. And I win.
So you obviously like winning, and particularly with cards. What about quizzes? Are you competitive around knowledge as well?
Well, let me tell you something. First of all, a quiz is just another game of chance to me.
Well.
Because I'm going to be bluffing my way through this, right? And I'm bluffing, but I know the answer. But you got to bluff. You get what I'm saying, Daddy?
I'm confused, Vidya.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I don't think bluffing is the way to get the right answers as
well,
team.
I hold my cards to my vest, Daddy. And that's when I know the answer. And I throw it down, aces and eights, baby. The dead man's hand. And I know the answer.
I'm just saying, you got to hold your cards close to your vest.
That's right. I'm wearing three vests.
Must be, you do look warm.
It's
sort of blushing.
Hot in here.
Okay, well, that's exciting to have Card Shark here on your team, but it doesn't stop there. We also have on the line from Ireland, it's an Irish golfer who I've not heard of before, but it's a big hello to Kieran McCormack.
Top of the morning, top of the mid-afternoon, top of the day to you. And how are you? My name's Kieran.
G'day, Kieran. Welcome. Are you a popular Irish? Are you a famous Irish golfer? I've not heard of you before.
I'm more popular than the four-leaf clover, and I tell you that. I tell you that right now. That is a popular piece of flora in this particular part of the world.
Yeah, it's quite lucky, isn't it, if you stumble across.
It's lucky, and in golf you need luck. You need the great thing about golf is that you need to it's all about the surroundings with you. So you see, it's like the wind. The grass that you're hitting the ball off, the type of ball that you have, the club in your hand, your mental state, your well-being, how present you are at the current time. If you're not thinking about bills that are upcoming, your living situation, it's all of that that really comes together and forms. If you can be a part of that as a golf,
And that's, and would you say that's all down to luck?
Look at the Irish. And look at the and your present golf. Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Well, it does sound like you know a lot about golf. Are there any other topics, if they come up in today's quiz, that you'd be the first person we should turn to?
Absolutely. I love the color green. I love the emerald oils. I am very proficient in the term of latest Irish invention, and I love. Love the great outdoors, you know, like magical geography, spectacles and all that. I love that.
Must be one of the great things about being a golfer is you spend so much time in the great outdoors, as opposed to like a card shark, where I imagine a lot of your games are played indoors.
That's right, Daddy. I'm always inside.
That's good. I feel like we've covered two separate environments here.
Yeah,
very well
right.
prepared.
Yeah, so if there's any questions about being indoors or outdoors.
I'll just sit in the step in the middle.
Yeah, great. All right, well, shall we do a quiz, see how we go? Try and get 10 out of 10 today?
Mm-hmm.
Let's kick things off. Question number one. Which 1965 Simon and Garfunkel song features the lyrics, "Hiding in my room, safe within my womb, I touch no one and no one touches me"?
Ooh.
Are you a Simon and Garfunkel fan, Vidya?
Yeah, but I actually am really bad at song lyrics. Like, I can't retain anything in my tiny head.
And you just sort of replace them with...
Yeah, with my own. The only song that I can think of is The Sound of Silence. What do you think, Card Shark?
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing, but I didn't realize that it was Simon and Garfunkel because when I downloaded it on LimeWire, it said Neil Diamond. So this whole time, I thought it was Neil Diamond that sang Sound of Silence, Daddy. So Simon and Garfunkel, who that?
I love Neil Diamond so much. Thank you so much, Card Shark, for bringing that up. I mean, I love New York, New York by Neil Diamond. That's one of my favorite tracks.
Is that by Neil Diamond, though? Or was that a Frank Sinatra song covered by Neil Diamond?
Listen, Daddy, when you download off LimeWire, you don't really know who the artist is. You know what I'm saying? They always put some weird name.
I think that's beautiful. Like, music belongs to the person who listens to it, right? So who cares who made it?
One of my favorite singles from Neil Diamond was Gundam Style. I thought that was one of the most touching, incredible pieces of music I've ever heard in my life. Everybody do the Gundam Style. That's what
Neil Diamond classic.
Yeah. That was big in Ireland, wasn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. It was bigger than a Loch Ness monster.
A Scottish mystery, that one.
Yes.
Yeah.
should we just go Sound of Silence?
Yeah.
That's the only one I can think of. Big fan, clearly.
Clearly. All right, we'll lock in Sound of Silence. Question number two. Quicksilver is another name for which metallic element? Quicksilver.
Oh, I think I know this one.
Card Shark, do you know which metallic element you might call Quicksilver?
I'm just going to come out and say it straight up. It's Mercury.
Ooh.
It's Mercury. I ain't going to faff around on this one. It's Mercury.
Right. It's not going to be a long show today.
I'm so glad you brought up Mercury, because Mercury is my favourite. When Freddie Mercury performed with Neil Diamond at the Live Aid, and he sang that beautiful song, I thought that was unbelievable. Yeah, Mercury, I think, is right.
Mercury is like, you know, they used to put it in hats. And it would make people go mad. And I just wonder if, you know, that's a problem in the golfing profession, because you wear a lot of hats.
I can go hatless. You know, it's a matter of getting on the course. That's the problem, because there's certain golf attire specifications that one needs to, you know, aspire to get on the course.
Just the aspiration. Then, you don't have to have it. You just have to aspire to it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And
just have to have the ambition,
yes,
to be wearing a collared shirt.
Absolutely, it is an ambitious item of clothing.
Yeah,
I'm locking in Mercury. I think.
Yeah.
I think that
sure.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know this, but I've been known to lace my cards with Mercury. I wear special gloves, and I hand out cards to other people. And if they start winning, they start going crazy, and I bluff them. And because the Mercury poisons them, I then take their money. They get poisoned, and they have to, by default, I then win.
Are you handling the cards as well, though?
With yes, your I'm wearing my special gloves, my Mercury gloves. They're also made out of mercury to offset the mercury that I've got laced in the cards.
Mm, oh, they're like, yeah. It's like a magnet. They cancel each other out.
Exactly, Daddy. We're talking magnets, baby.
So this must be the shark part of being a card
That's
shark.
Right, baby. When you get into the water and I sense a little bit of blood, I'm circling around. There's a lot of blood. I'll tell you, everyone coughs up blood when they touch my card sometimes.
Yeah. Is it common in the card biz to be able to bring your own cards?
Well, not many people know I'm very fast with my hands, so I always have them up my sleeves. This is a very inside poker, baby. I'm not trying to tell all my secrets, but
So you turn up, I just want to be clear. So you turn up to a poker game with an entire deck of cards up your sleeves.
Not just up my sleeves.
One by one you switch
up my
out.
My pants, in my shirts, under one of my vests. Remember, I'm wearing three vests, Daddy.
Oh, it all makes sense now.
How many decks of cards do you carry on you at one time?
Well, I've been known to carry about maybe 25 on one arm.
Oh, wow. And these are all laced with mercury.
They are laced with mercury. I think there's no actual card left. It's pretty much mercury.
Right. Yeah. So it's sort of like the seven of mercury.
That's
and then
right,
you've got the
baby.
Queen of mercury.
Queen of mercury. Yeah.
People get so crazy and they're like, oh, how do you keep winning? And I'm like, I'm a magician of tales, Daddy.
Yeah, you're a murderer, aren't you, really?
Well, that's debatable, baby.
I'll lock in mercury. Question three. Henri Cartier-Bresson was a co-founder of which international photographic cooperative? Henri Cartier-Bresson.
Yes. I know we're all very familiar with our international photographic cooperatives.
Yes.
I spend a lot of time with them personally. I think this is Getty Images.
What got you to Getty?
I feel like Getty was founded in the 20th century, and that's kind of the same time he was hanging around doing his photos.
And that's what they like to say.
Yeah.
That they're doing their photos.
They're doing their photos.
The Getty Museum. What's the Getty?
In LA.
The Battle of Gettysburg. Did that have anything to do?
There are a lot of Gettys, aren't there? I think the Gettysburg Address from Abraham Lincoln is separate to the Getty Museum in LA.
And also that fantastic hip-hop album by Neil Diamond called Getty Rich or Getty Die Trying. Getty Rich.
Yeah, that was Neil Diamond.
He got shot 7 times, Neil Diamond.
He's very prolific, Daddy.
That's right. And yeah, it was during a card game. Is that right, Card Shark?
That's right. I saw him. I shot him 7 times. I was like, damn, too much music, Neil. Leave some for everyone else.
Wasn't the mercury enough to finish him off? You needed to shoot him.
Well, you don't want to kill America's lovebird. You know what I'm saying?
Mm. Mm. Kieran McCormick, can you think of a single song not written by Neil Diamond?
Can I get back to you at the end of the episode about that?
Have a look through your LimeWire account and see if there's anything.
I'm still on Napster. That's what we use. We still use Napster.
Karchak, I'm sure that the photographers get down to the, you know, it's a sport in its own right, I guess, cards. People think of poker, you know, there's televised events. I'm sure the paparazzi are around. Have you come across any international photographic cooperatives in your time at the top?
I have, Daddy. There's the brand called TMZ, Daddy. They're always trying to get my face. They're always trying to plaster me as some kind of sadistic murderer, Daddy. They're always trying to catch me out on a murder, but I never let them near me, baby. I always wear a different mask.
I feel like there's another one that's more prestigious. Maybe he was in that one. Because I think, isn't Getty's for...
More prestigious than TMZ.
Yeah, because I feel like Getty's, now that I'm thinking about it, Getty's the one you see everywhere, like in newspapers, right? Like it's just...
What about National Geographic? Maybe,
yeah, Henri Cartier-Bresson, he was more, more elevated than that. I feel...
What about Flickr.com?
You're right.
What about Photo Bucket?
Sorry, Photo Bucket.
Did you ever go on that?
Yeah.
No.
The original image hosting site, Photo Bucket.
Well, the two options available to you so far are, well, there's a few actually. Photo Bucket, Flickr.com, TMZ. We suggested Getty. Or I guess you could go your own way before we lock in the answer to question three.
No, I think I do have been. I think it's Magnum.
Magnum.
Yeah. Right.
Magnum. The ice cream.
Yeah, like the ice cream. Because years ago, I did I did some photos at a workshop, as they say. Uh-huh. And the girl taking it was a photojournalist, and she worked for Magnum. Yeah, it might be Magnum.
I'll put down Magnum. This next question, number 4, is for the sports fans. Who was the last AFL player to kick 100 goals in a season? Who was the last AFL player to kick 100 goals in a season?
Well, Kieran, this one's for you.
As a sports fan.
I'm on the other side of the world. I have no idea what is this.
But Ireland love AFL. They obviously play the international sport.
Oh, that's the sport where you run around in small clothes and kick around a weird shaped ball.
That's it. It's sort of like Gaelic football, but with a elongated. There's plenty of Irish players in the AFL.
And hats off to them. Look, I could throw out a couple of names for you.
Please.
Please do.
Okay. Tony Lockett.
Uh-huh.
Tony Lockett's a name there. But in terms of the latest AFL player to kick 100 goals.
As opposed to, say, the most famous AFL player ever. Yeah.
Yes. Yes, Brendan Favola.
Okay. Brendan Favola. That's one option available to you. Card Shark. I mean, we've got two sportsmen with us today. Yeah. Do you follow the AFL too?
Well, I don't really follow a sport that uses their feet as much. I'm more of a hands man, Daddy. If you get what I'm saying. Cards always kept in the hand.
Yeah.
Well, I might say
or the vest.
Yeah, inside the vest, baby. I'm thinking maybe someone like what's his name? Sonny Bill Williams or something like that, Daddy.
Is that a real person?
Sonny Bill? Yeah, he plays for the Roosters in NRL, but more of an NRL fan. So
What about Buddy Franklin? Buddy Franklin, would he kick the goal? He plays for the Sydney Swans.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Play for Hawthorne. Jonathan Brown for the Brisbane Lions, maybe.
Jonathan Brown. Are you on nameaflplayers.com no. by any chance?
These are very, I'm telling you, these are genuine guesses.
It just sounds like you've Googled AFL players.
Well, you can choose.
Oh, my, there's so much pressure now. I'm on the other side of the world. all right. Yeah. Look, if I was going to pick a name.
The other side of Merry Creek, at least.
Beautiful this time of year. Look, I would say personally, I'd probably go Buddy Franklin just because he's a full forward and Sydney spent a lot of money getting him. And he's famous. And he must have done well to kick a goal.
Yeah.
At least 100 to do that. To go
Does
to
it
Sydney.
Also say if he's kicked 100 goals in a season there?
I'm not Googling. It's on the top of my head.
Oh, this is off the top of your head.
Why would I do that to you, Kyron? I would never cheat. The Irish are a hard working class. We're a working class country. You know, we don't cheat our way to the top. How do you think we got independence?
Well, which part of Ireland did you say you're in?
Yeah, are you north or south?
It's very hard to tell from the accent, that's all.
It's all the same thing.
Yeah, let's go with the Brody guy.
Brody?
Yeah.
Brody. Just Brody?
Oh, what was the last name? Brody Franklin, was that it?
Buddy Franklin.
Bodie. Oh, Bodie. Bodie Franklin.
Bodie Franklin, lock it in.
Buddy.
B-U-D-D-Y.
Yeah, that one.
That was close. Question number five. A fraudulent investment scheme in which initial investors are paid dividends not from profits but from income derived from later investors is known as a what?
Ooh.
It's certainly tougher to Google this one. A fraudulent investment scheme in which initial investors are paid dividends, not from profits, but from income derived from later investors, is known as a what?
Yeah.
Card shark. Does this sound familiar?
Mm. Well, that does sound quite familiar. I'm actually, it sounds like something I'm already involved in. I'm involved in a couple of them right now. It sounds so...
Oh, yeah. What you got? What you got? What are you playing with?
Well, I'm trying to bring out my own line of Tupperware to hold cards. Yeah. You get what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
But I'm not making doing all the sales. I'm at the head of this, let's say, rhombus. And then from one side, I've got people working on the straight line.
Mm-hmm.
They're my underlings.
Of the rhombus.
Yeah.
Right.
And then from the other side, downwards, I've got more underlings. And from there, we create a perfect rhombus. If you get what I'm saying.
Sort of like a rhombus scheme.
A rhombus scheme.
Yeah.
I'm quite interested, though, in this product that you're developing.
Mm-hmm.
Tupperware for cards.
Mm-hmm.
So what was the gap in the market that you eyed here? That was Tupperware not working for cards?
Well, sometimes you have that quick lock thing and it like you fumble around with it and trying to snap it on and snap it off. This is just the Tupperware without the lid. You can get the cards in and out easier, if you get what I'm saying.
More of a bucket.
Well, it's called a card holder.
A card holder. So this is Tupperware without a lid. And you stack the cards, so they fit neatly, I guess. And then you can transport them easily?
Maybe you can hold them. You can put them on the
Fold
tape.
Them.
Tupperware doesn't sort of chip away. You know, it's very resistant to the mercury, so that's good.
That's right. I've made it from mercury as well. So let me just tell you, I'm telling you, mercury is very versatile, baby.
Yeah.
Also comes the term, have you heard of the term, know when to hold them, know when to put them in the card, know when to put in them in the Tupperware container?
Well, that was the working title for a slogan. But then I thought, just put them in.
Yeah.
I'm all in.
Sounds very similar. It reminds me of a Neil Diamond song. I can't remember what
just
it's called.
Just put it in.
That's right. Yeah. Rest in peace, Neil Diamond.
I think this is a Ponzi.
You want to lock in Ponzi's game?
Ponzi. Mm. Oh, I was going to say insider, outsider, in-betweener trading.
Yeah.
So you've got two options so far there, Vidya. Insider, outsider, inside trading, or rhombus scheme, or if you want, you can ignore both of them and lock in Ponzi scheme.
I mean, they're all so tempting, but I think I'm going to go Ponzi scheme.
All right, we'll lock in Ponzi scheme. Question number six, and I'm not sure if anyone's been exposed to this before, but what is another name for rubella? Kieran McCormick, have you ever had a global pandemic bout of infectious disease?
I'm very isolated.
Even before the pandemic, or is it?
I live on the 17th hole at McCarnick golf course, and there's not a lot of people come through here. You know, at least especially it gets particularly windy here. So if I was going to answer that particular question,
not yet. The 17th hole of Mechanic Golf Course is where you live. Yes. Do you say?
Yeah, absolutely.
Did you just start playing and then get to the 17th and think, this is for me?
Well, that's the thing. It's like, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Know when to hold them and know when to put them in a Tupperware container. That's what I've done with my life.
Right.
I came up to the 17th hole and I thought, it does not get much better than this. It is quite windy, but
yeah, very
I'm
green.
Bunkering in here and I'm going to live here for the rest of my life. And like, it's great because, like, I'll go for a round of golf and the aim of the game of golf and a round of 18 holes to get the lowest score. Mm. And I just get the lowest score every day when I wake up out of bed.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the 17th hole must be, you've obviously got access to water. There's a water hole there.
There's the famous water hole.
Yeah. You've got storage with the golf hole.
You can put all your things in the holes.
Yep.
Yes, that's right.
Yep. Sand pit for the kids.
That's right. A lot of sand.
Mm-hmm.
Bermuda grass, the specific short grass. there's also like tees that you put the balls on if you want to hit them.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a couple of claps.
The infectious disease, or are we back on the question, or are you talking?
Well, that's it. Rubella.
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or rubiella, depends which country you're in.
Don't think so, no.
Is, I would say, is German for the shingles.
Mm.
Right. So the German shingles, you reckon?
Yeah, or the jingles.
Card Shark, have you ever had the jingles?
Never. And I'll tell you why, Daddy. I take a teaspoon of mercury every day, and I've had it for 30 years, baby, and I'm pretty much impervious to any kind of disease known to man.
Including life, I would think, after a teaspoon of mercury every day.
Well, a teaspoon a day keeps the doctor away, I'll tell you, and he stays far away, baby. He doesn't want to catch
him. Terrified.
I think it is mumps.
Mumps.
Mumps, and which famously affects the testicles and swells them up, which I thought both of you would know, so.
It's not the only cause of big balls, is it, fellas?
I'm telling you, this teaspoon a day, I've got the biggest, I'm sitting on them right now.
I can tell, it looks very uncomfortable.
Again, I'm very isolated.
Question number 7. Which famous Briton was reputedly born on April 23, 1564 and died on April 23, 1616? Vidya, do you know your British history?
Unfortunately, I was forced to study some because of like colonization and stuff, but I don't think I memorized people's birth dates.
Yeah,
could you say those dates again?
1564 to 1616.
Oh.
I think the thing about the date is that it's exactly the same. He was born and died on April 23.
All right, is that plague time?
Yes, I was going to say like Guy Fawkes.
He was executed, right, Guy Fawkes?
How'd you be if the execution date they chose was your birthday?
Or it was your birthday. Like, that feels particularly cruel and cold.
That's a vicious end,
perhaps,
isn't
it? Very English.
Happy birthday. I got you a guillotine.
Here's some cake.
Do they teach British history in the Republic of Ireland, Kieran?
Not so much history, more like geography.
Like, it's over there.
That's right. They point and shoot. They say, look over there and let us never speak of the place again.
That's a short class.
That's right. I aced it, but I got C's.
Card Shark.
Yes, did it.
You ever played the British circuit?
Well, of course, baby. I've been up and down the British Isles, baby. I've been from Wales to... Let me just say something. I've wandered down with kings and queens, and I've slept in alleys, and I've dined on pork and beans, baby. So I know my way around.
Didn't know Neil Diamond was in the room.
He was one of the best.
Yeah.
After I killed him. I think I know who this is.
Wait, hold on the phone. Did you kill Neil Diamond? Carrot Sherrick, say it ain't so, Carrot Sherrick.
Well, his name was Diamond, so of course I had to kill, killed him with a spade.
Oh.
As is custom. Killed him 52 times.
Yep. Finally, the spade is above the diamond.
Above the diamond, baby.
Yeah.
And I'm looking. That's so poetic.
Mm. Yeah. And anyone named Hart, I'm coming after you as well. And Club.
Yep. What? Placing you all with Mercury. So you reckon you know which famous Briton was born and died on April 23?
Yeah, I think it's very poetic, if you know what I'm saying. My drift here. It's very, it would be a little bit, you know. It's,
bardic.
Right, Daddy. You know, it's something very like almost like it's got a few stanzas going on, Daddy. And a little bit of soliloquy, baby, if you know what I'm saying.
Do you reckon it was William Shakespeare, Card Shark?
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to tell you now. I'm going to go all in. And this is where I bluff. Get what I'm saying? Oi. Does anyone want to call my bluff?
Oh, no. I want to endorse your bluff. I think it's Shakespeare.
I heard a rumor that William Shakespeare was made up of 20 people, each representing the letter of his name.
Right. Like an acrostic poem.
And they all fit into like one big trench coat. Mm. Like that kid on Bojack.
And like the initials of their names just spell William Shakespeare.
Just spelled out. Yeah, the order you sat on someone's shoulders was like where your name fitted the acrostic.
And what were their names again, Kieran?
It was, okay, William. and then...
then you do W-I, another William. And then it goes another William.
William.
Yep, and then you run out of time. I'll put down Shakespeare on question 7. Question 8, the Chief Minister of the Northern Territory is Michael who? Do you follow the politics of the Northern Territory, Vidya?
I do not.
What about you, Kieran? Do you follow the politics of the Northern Territory?
Absolutely. They do a lot of swimming up there. I'm going to lock in C, Michael Klim.
No, it's not multiple choice, I'm afraid.
I'm going to chime in and say Michael Caden because they love the serenity of Northern Territory.
Yeah, okay.
How the serenity, baby, he'd say.
That's right, The Castle. One of the great Australian movies, other than the best Australian movie of all time.
Which is?
Australia.
Ah.
Yes.
Yeah, which was shot in the Northern Territory, I think.
So Hugh Jackman, you reckon?
Maybe Michael Jackman. Is that? Do we get a clue?
No clue, I'm afraid. It's just the Chief Minister of the NT is Michael who?
McIntyre.
No one really cares about the Chief Ministers of the Territories, do they?
What is the Chief Minister even? I think is he like the Premier?
They're the Premier, but they just don't have the power. Yeah,
okay. Michael.
You should get at least half a point for saying Michael.
Well, that's in the question, though, isn't it? That's sort of been given to you.
Oh, sorry, I forgot the question.
Do you reckon Diamond?
Michael Diamond.
Wasn't he a skeet shooter in the Olympics?
Yeah. Maybe after that he went on to become the Northern Territory Chief Minister. They do a lot of shooting up there.
That's right, a lot of guns.
And he joined the Fishers and Shooters Party and headed up to the Northern Territory.
And he's he loves saying pull. So,
he just loves swimming. That's all. And so he sort of rides around town, pointing them out.
Yeah, and it's
pull
exactly right. And it's ironic because the territory leaders don't have a lot of pull as much as the state leaders.
Mm. It's true.
Mm.
That's the real irony. Michael, who do you reckon is the Chief Minister of the Northern Territory? I mean, at this point, just want to go for something like Smith. That's got good odds. Card Shark, you'd be down for putting money on the odds.
Yeah, that's about like 10 to 1, I reckon.
Mm.
Yeah. Why don't we just go Michael Diamond?
Yep.
Yeah.
Put down Michael Diamond. Question number 9. How many country names begin with the letter O?
Whoa. Okay. Let's start.
Can you think of any? Kieran McCormick.
Ocelot. Orange Land is a good one.
I didn't know it's a country.
The land known as Oo.
How many countries start with...
How many countries start with the letter O?
Oman. Harshak, you've traveled the world. Surely you know.
Yeah, but it was a superstitious thing. I didn't go to any countries with O in it. Because it's a perfect circle.
Right.
And I like to deal in different kind of shapes, baby. You know what I'm saying? The circle's too perfect.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, once you get on that loop, you'll never get out.
Exactly.
More of a rhombus man.
That's right.
I think it might just be Oman. I can't think of any others. Mm-hmm.
Lock in one. Question number 10, our final question. Which food of the gods was said to give humans immortality? Karchuk, Mercury, you reckon?
Well, that is named after one of the gods, a Roman god, actually, Mercury, the fastest god.
Mm-hmm.
I would say yes, Mercury. And it's known in trivia to have the same answer in twice. You know, you're trying to throw people off the scent.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Kieran McCormack, a lot of sports players have routines before playing, special diets that they adhere to give them that sense of immortality. What do you do before a round of golf?
First of all, I check I've got my wallet, my watch, and my keys.
Well, you don't want to leave home without
them. That's right. That's my number one. Make sure the teeth are in a clean state and I don't smell too bad. You know what I mean? Like I'm trying to leave the house in a presentable state. Make sure the polo's buttoned all the way up, wear a hat, and I've got things on me that I can use. So going off what Card Shark says, only a clock is right twice a day.
That's right, baby. It's one of I invented that thing, actually.
Well, that was Neil Diamond.
Well,
that's right, recipe.
That's why I had to kill him. You see, I'm telling you, everyone thinks it's Neil Diamond, but it's actually me, Card Shark, baby.
Okay.
Which my original name is Neil Diamond, baby. I had to change it legally.
You're Neil Diamond.
I'm a Neil Diamond. Not the Neil Diamond, but a lot. It's like having imagined people just saying, oh, hey, Neil Diamond, sing us a song. Sing Macarena for us. Love, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I loved your album Back in Black. I thought that was a great... okay, Food of the Gods is going to be almost like grapes or bananas.
Mm. They do love to lie down and be fed grapes.
Yeah.
I think that's a common image. I think I know this one. Mm-hmm. I think it's ambrosia.
Ambrosia.
Mm.
What makes you say that?
It's a Greek thing, like a Greek myth thing, like the gods ate ambrosia. I feel like I've heard that before, just when I was hanging out with some gods. So,
what about you, Kieran McCormack? Greek history come up once or twice?
Look, I have to say, I'm a huge fan of Dionysus. I love his
early work.
Yeah. Hanging around on the mountain, and Pentheus is always trying to bring him down.
He's just trying to have a good time. Yeah, and I feel like Zeus, like I know Zeus is cancelled. But
why was Zeus cancelled? Just a couple of weird tweets or what happened?
No, I think he came in a pot plant.
Yeah, and then there was that whole like turning into a swan and having like sex with women. So I think that was...
Well, you can't do that anymore.
No, like we've had Me Too. Like get with it, Zeus.
Well, normally this quiz is quite Sisyphean, but I think you've done quite well today. What are you hoping for out of 10, Vidya?
Well, there were I think there was like three that I was very unsure of. So I'm hoping for a 7.
Mm-hmm. Kieran, you more optimistic than that?
Look, I think 7 is a great number. Not if you're on a golf course. In this case, great.
Card Shark, what do you reckon?
I'm going to go all in and say 10.
Okay.
And that's not a bluff, baby. Or is it?
Well, it does mean you think that the Northern Territory Chief Minister's name is Michael Diamond, but we'll find out. Now, question number one was, which 1965 Simon Garfunkel song featured the lyrics hiding in my room, safe within my womb, I touch no one and no one touches me? You said Sound of Silence, and the answer is I Am a Rock. So, sorry, Karchuk.
I'm done by a rock again.
That's the opposite of Soylence.
Let's see if you improved in question two. Quicksilver is another name for which metallic element? You said mercury, and the answer was mercury.
Woo!
That's right, baby.
That's one.
Question number three. Henri Cartier-Bresson was a co-founder of which international photographic cooperative? You said Magnum Photos. The answer is Magnum Photos.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yes.
Question number four. Who was the last AFL player to kick 100 goals in a season? No. You definitely avoided Boddy Franklin and said Buddy Franklin, which is the correct answer.
Whoa.
Congratulations to Google on that one. Question five. A fraudulent investment scheme is which initial investors are paid dividends, not for profits, but from income derived from later investors, is known as a what? You said Ponzi scheme, and that's correct. Question number six was, what is another name for rubella? You said mumps. They've put German measles, but they all mean the same thing. So I'll give you that. Question number seven. Which famous Briton was reputedly born on April 23, 1564, and died on April 23, 1616? You said Shakespeare, and that's correct. Question number 8, the Chief Minister of the Northern Territory's name is Michael what? You said Diamond, but the answer is Gunner, I'm afraid.
Oh, so close.
Ah, we came close with the shooters party.
Yes. It's remarkable, actually. You said Michael Diamond, who was a gunner, but the answer was Gunner.
That's a half a point if I ever seen one.
How many country names begin with the letter O? You said one, and the answer is one, giving you 7 so far. And question 10, which food of the gods was said to give humans immortality? You said ambrosia, and the answer is ambrosia. 8 out of 10, Woo! Equal first.
That's it, that is.
Amazing.
Unbelievable. Congratulations.
Take that, Geraldine Hickey.
Well, it's also the most recent person sits on the top of the ladder, so you hold the place at the top of the wax quizzical ladder.
This is a dream team, if I may say so.
That's exactly right.
We did it through the power of Mercury.
That's right, baby. Some might say it would have been a sports-enhancing, performance-enhancing drug, but Mercury doesn't do that, actually. It actually doesn't enhance you.
It sort of feels like Kieran and Card did nothing and that was all you, Vidya. Congratulations.
Thank you.
It also seems like you're quite good at this. And could be, if you came back in the future, perhaps our only chance at getting 10 out of 10 one day.
I would be honoured.
Great. Until then, where and how can people catch you?
Well, at the moment, no one's performing anywhere. So you can catch me on Twitter at VIDYARRR. Maybe another R. I don't know. Just look me up. Yeah.
Did you, and then lots of R's.
There's just some R's. Yeah.
It's tough to decide which way to go when your name's taken on something, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
When you lock something in on that day, and that's just it forever.
And then it just follows you around forever. Yeah. So, yeah, we can be there. You can talk to me. We can yell at each other. It'll be great.
Right. Well, Card Shark, congratulations on being a part of such a winning team. There's another guy I know who likes playing cards. I don't know if you've come across him. Will Arimia.
That's right, baby. He's one of my best friends. He's my mentee, daddy. I'm teaching him all the tricks into the trade, baby.
Yep. Teaching him about cards or Mercury?
That's right.
Both.
Cards, Mercury, a bit of both. You know, he's on that Mercury diet, baby. Mm-hmm. And he's fit and healthy, ready to go out there and attack everything that comes to him.
Fantastic. Well, say hi to him from Haas.
I will, baby.
And Kieran McCormack, thank you for joining us today in your golfing. I mean, no one can see this at home, but you've been in a golfing outfit this entire time.
Yeah, I was under the wrong impression. I thought this would be a videoed one as well. So, boy, you honestly thought I don't know why I went this hard. I could have just stayed the same clothes, but
yeah. I mean, you sort of held up the recording of the podcast to get in the clothes.
That's right.
He's wearing a glove, ladies and gentlemen.
He's wearing a glove, man.
He's even got a glove. He's got a golf stick.
Got a golf stick as well. Sorry, yeah. This is my first Zoom thing. I've never done this before, and I don't know how it works. So
you must shop at the same place as Stu Dorman, because that outfit is very similar to my mate who plays golf sometimes, Stu Dorman.
Yes, look, Stu's a lovely young man, he's just pottering on. You know, what else can you do?
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, just in isolation.
That's right. But I guess if you want to find him, you can find him on, he has an email account, so just,
that's his social media?
Yes, on social media. You can look him up. Yep. I believe he's under Stu_what. Stu_what at theinternet.com.
Do you know what Will's details are, by any chance?
Yeah, there's probably just, I think it might be William Arimia at on Twitter, something like that.
Yeah.
Or if you want to just go to my website, cardholder.gov.nsw.edu.au,
yep.
Find my
card
details
shark
there.
Was taken?
You don't know how many card sharks there are, baby.
Yeah. Well, congratulations, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us. That's been Wax Quizzical. See you next week. Goodbye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.